Hello and welcome to the Law and Justice podcast brought to you by Project K. Season 4 of my podcast starts with today's special episode on Hijab and Modesty. You might already know that I'm a Muslim and I also wear hijabs. In fact, wearing a hijab makes me feel confident, modest, comfortable, and empowered. I think dressing modestly is not just for Muslim women. Anyone can choose modest outfits or modest fashion. Modesty is not only for women, it applies to men and LGBT people as well. I believe there need to be more conversations in the fashion industry addressing Islamophobia and tackling misconceptions. I see no difference with a woman who chooses to dress modestly and another woman who doesn't want to dress modestly. According to the World Hijab Day research carried out in Europe, the US and Australia, 71% of women who wear hijabs have experienced discrimination. Many Muslim women around the world are working to challenge the notion that the hijab is a sign of oppression. For me, it's a religious obligation, but it also represents my identity as a Muslim woman and a symbol of empowerment for women. Over time, the veil has been worn in different ways in a wide range of societies and locations. Whereas it's partly an expression of religious adherence, it's also cushioned in social, cultural, and political factors and has been subject to changing fashion throughout past and present history. Generalizations and stereotypes about Islam and Muslims are rampant in today's society and by extension in the minds of many people whose worldview is shaped by the media. Muslim women in hijab are frequently stigmatized. They are regarded on the one hand as oppressed and on the other as religious fanatics. Due to such misconceptions, unfortunately, the larger society fails to acknowledge and appreciate Muslim women's courage in standing up to societal norms in their determination to preserve their modesty. Hijab clearly identifies women as followers of Islam, which can have its disadvantages in a land where misinformation about the faith and its adherence abounds. For instance, some Muslim women are discriminated against in the workplace, while others are emotionally abused through insensitive remarks. Yet, drawing on inner strength and resolve, Muslim women take these incidents in stride. Their love for God and commitment to modesty empower them in the face of challenges. Islam is a religion of moderation and balance. It does not expect women to learn to uphold society's morality and dignity. Rather, Islam asks men and women to strive mutually to create a healthy social environment of practical values and morality. In short, the concept of modesty in Islam is holistic and applies to both men and women. The ultimate goal is to please God and to maintain a wholesome and stable society. To this day, head coverings play a significant role in many religions, including Orthodox, Judaism, and Catholicism. Islam began as a small faith community in the Arabian Peninsula. The community was established in Medina by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. From there, it spread through the Middle East to Sahara and Sub-Saharan Africa to Central Asia and to many societies around the Arabian Sea. After Islam was established in the Middle East and North Africa, it made significant inroads into Europe as well. Scarves and veils of different colors and shapes were customary in countless cultures long before Islam came into being in the 7th century in the Arabian Peninsula, which includes present-day Saudi Arabia. To this day, head coverings play a significant role in many religions, including Orthodox, Judaism, and Catholicism. Since the 7th century, Islam has grown to be one of the major world religions. as it spread through the Middle East to Sahara and Sub-Saharan Africa to Central Asia and to many different societies around the Arabian Sea. It incorporated some local bailing customs and influenced others. But it's not only recently that some Islamic states such as Iran have begun to require all women to wear the veil. Critics of Muslim veiling tradition argue that women do not wear the veil by choice and they are often forced to cover their heads and bodies. In contrast, many daughters of Muslim immigrants in the West argue that the veil symbolizes devotion and piety and that veiling is their own choice. To them, it's a question of religious identity and self-expression. There are different types of headscarves. The hijab is one name for a variety of similar headscarves. It's the most popular veil worn in the West. These veils consist of one or two scarves that cover the head and neck. Outside the West, this traditional veil is worn by many Muslim women in the Arab world and beyond. The niqab covers the entire body, head and face, however an opening is left for the eyes. The two main styles of niqab are the half niqab that consists of a headscarf and a facial veil that leaves the eyes and part of the forehead visible, and the full or girth niqab that leaves only a narrow slit for the eyes. Although these veils are popular across the Muslim world, they are most common in the Gulf states. The niqab is responsible for creating much debate within Europe. Some politicians have argued for its ban, while others feel that it interferes with communication or creates security concerns. The chador is a full body length shawl held close at the neck by hand or pin. It covers the head and the body but leaves the face completely visible. Chadors are most often black and are most common in the Middle East, especially in Iran. The burqa is a full body veil. The wearer's entire face and body are covered. One sees through a mesh screen over the eyes. It's most commonly worn in Afghanistan and Pakistan. Under the Taliban regime in Afghanistan, its use was mandated by law. Sociologist Caitlin Killian explains that in the past, as in the present, the tradition of veiling has been influenced by different religious interpretations as well as by politics. Muslim religious writings are not entirely clear on the question of women veiling. Various statements in the Quran, which is the holy book of the Islamic faith, and the Hadith statement attributed to the Prophet Muhammad make reference to Muhammad's wives veiling, but it's debatable whether these statements apply only to the Prophet's wives or to all Muslim women. While the need for women to be modest is mentioned, the area women must cover depends on the source and ranges from the bosom to the whole body, except the face and hands. The veil is a vehicle for distinguishing between women and men and a means of controlling male sexual desire. Muslim men are also urged to be modest and to cover themselves between the waist and the knees. In some Islamic societies, an immodest woman brings dishonor not only on herself but also on her male family members. The veil itself, however, predated Islam and was practiced by women of several religions. It also was largely linked to class position. While the women could afford to veil their bodies completely, whereas poor women who had to work in the field either modified their veils or did not wear them at all. The numerous styles of Islamic dress throughout the world today reflect local traditions and different interpretation of Islamic requirements. Muslim women in France, therefore, exhibit wide range of dress and head coverings. Many wear nothing that distinguishes them as Muslims. A number of immigrant women practice modesty, not by donning traditional dress. For example, the North African djellaba, a Moroccan Arabic word for a traditional garment that is worn widely in many Arab regions. It has loose, long sleeves and a long skirt that can be worn by other sex, but rather by wearing long-sleeved shirts and skirts that raise the ankles. For those who do veils, some simply wear brightly colored scarves on their hairs, sometimes even allowing hair to show. Others pin any color veils tightly around the face, and still others adopt long, flowing Islamic braids and occasionally cover the entire face except for the eyes. French and British colonizers encouraged Muslim women to remove the veil and emulate European women. Consequently, in Algeria and other North African and Middle Eastern countries, the veil became a symbol of national identity in opposition to the West during independence and nationalist movements. Society has conditioned us to believe that a woman who wears hijab must be oppressed. Due to this, a lot of Muslim women are afraid to show their identity by wearing the cloth covering, but hijab is not a symbol of oppression. In many ways, it's liberating. Primarily, hijab is a way to achieve the goal of modesty, a characteristic that the Holy Quran instructs should be possessed by men and women. Women in many countries, in many communities, face so much pressure starting from a very young age to look a certain way, to dress in a way that attracts the other gender, to look just like the models in the magazines, to have a size zero figure, and so on. These unrealistic and artificial thoughts are embedded in the minds by the media. Of Muslim women, the media portrays hijab as an example of oppression by male authority. But when girls or women fall into the trap of trying to fit the concept of a paper-thin, perfect body image, they give their freedom to such ideologies. Hijab gives that power back to each individual. It takes away the societal pressure and gives the woman wearing hijab the power, the freedom to choose to be the size she would desire, to trace how she chooses to. Islam empowers women with hijab by giving them the ability to avoid the societal pressure of the time. Hijab is the tool to help achieve modesty, decency, and professionalism while interacting in the world, especially with the opposite gender. Hijab does not limit a woman's abilities to achieve education or career, contrary to the modern belief. In fact, the first woman in Islam, Khadija, who was the wife of Prophet Muhammad, was herself a very well-known, powerful businesswoman. The notion that hijab or Islam oppresses women is completely false. It's completely a woman's choice to wear a scarf. God clearly states in the Holy Quran, there is no compulsion in religion. Different cultures have adapted the commandment of hijab and have come up with different outfits to cover themselves with. Some use a chadar, a scarf, burqa, or a simple coat of length that reaches below the knees with a covering that covers the head and chest. In the history of Christian, Jewish, Hindu, and other religions, we see that many times women wore head coverings and modest attire. Virgin Mary, a symbol of piety, is also depicted wearing a long cloak covering her head and body. Nuns, who are a symbol of righteousness, piety, and modesty, always cover themselves with a head covering and outer cloak. Islam is not new spreading the idea of hijab. Islam has made it possible and has commanded all women to take their power in their own hands and reach the highest state of modesty by wearing hijabs. A Muslim woman has to work hard for the badge of honor it presented by his own heart. If she wears that badge while trying to hide away from the world, or if she confidently displays the badge as a symbol of power and joy. However, as members of this society, we also have a responsibility to let people wear the badge as proudly as they wish without scrutiny. Hijab has liberated me. Not only am I following the commandments of my religion, but while wearing hijab, I'm taking the power into my own hands of how much physical appearance plays a role in our society. Hijab gives me a sense of freedom. Freedom from the norms of what is acceptable to wear. Freedom from the need to fit in and strive myself to look model thin. Freedom from the prying eyes of the opposite gender. By wearing hijab, I assert myself every day as a person who is beyond physical looks. I assert that I'm not stepping out to seek the attention of others. Rather, I'm out in the university or out in the world to accomplish a goal, and hijab is a way to keep me focused on these goals. Hijab's purpose is simply modesty. Modesty of clothing, modesty of action, and modesty of thoughts. Thank you for listening. I hope you are now able to understand the purpose of wearing hijab or headscarves. And yes, I must admit that in many Muslim families and communities, women are also forced to wear hijabs. But this should not happen at all. A girl or woman should have the freedom to, you know, to choose hijabs as part of their outfits. Let me know your thoughts by your comments, reviews, or voice messages. And feel free to share this episode with your friends or family members and others in your community. You can also download this episode to listen anytime, anywhere. Thank you again. Stay safe, stay empowered. Reach your voice against injustice anywhere.